from DynastyLeagueFootball.com and the DLF family of podcasts, this is the Super Flex Super Show. Your main source for strategy, speculation, player values, and all things Super Flex. With innovative strategies like QBX and the Super Flex Flywheel, exercises like Tenderflex, Super Six, Your Nuts, and Next Week This Week, the Super Show's Super Friends never lack the content you need to help you draft and manage your roster in the fastest-growing fantasy football format, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show. Enjoy your DLF podcast and stay sexy and super flexy.
Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night, last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. Okay, never mind. Fine. I get it.
Come on. I almost was in here. Tournament of Champions.
Yeah. Woo! And good night, everybody. That was, man. All right. Well, it is Tournament of Champions, baby. We finally did it. We've been talking about doing it for like 2 years now. And I have to say, this is 1,000% Rocky. He literally scheduled this game with these people that I am hosting. Like, thank you, Rocky, because I am so lazy and I would never have actually done this, no matter how much I said I was going to for the past 2 years. So you're our savior. We are here today with some champions, and we're gonna have a super champion by the time we are done. We have with us Nathan of the Powell.
How's it going, guys? I believe I won like the first episode and haven't won since, so that's where my win counts as episode one.
But in the Hall of Fame where it says who won the first game, you made it. You're there.
You know, because I mean Russ, I know that you're not as in on this as Matt and John are, but I invented Dynasty Games on podcasts. So, yeah. Whenever you get your millions for this podcast, I expect some sort of royalty.
I have maybe borrowed the idea of Rookie and the Vet and might have maybe sang your version of the song as well.
Oh, I'm flattered. Imitation, sincerest form of flattery.
Yes, and consider yourself flattered. We also have For Whom the J-Bell Tolls. Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. I'm in the presence of greatness here, so I don't even know what I'm belonging here with Nathan winning the very first episode and now me coming in here to try to do something to follow up with that. But we'll see what we can do. So I haven't lost yet.
There's plenty of time for you to lose. Don't worry about it. Plenty of time. And last yet certainly not least, the People's Champion.
Nice. I like the way you look at that, Jeff. We're all undefeated here. I like yes. It. So
I'm very defeated. I've been in this podcast like 8 times and I've only lost.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I was on another time and lost. I don't think I was, but even the way I won this one, it was kind of a last minute prayer, and Matt screwed up, so I kind of won by default, but I'll take it. Damn it, I'm here.
That's two words in the English language. Default. I really hope there's someone out there listening that knows what I'm talking about. But also, just to point out, the bust of Nathan in the Hall of Fame of Dynasty Game Night is like 6 years younger and no facial hair and nice oily, acne-filled skin because he was like 16 at the time. So,
And now I'm old, so, you know, there he goes.
So there you go. Equal footing. Okay, as usual, we do have three games coming at you today. We have the name game. We have how many pennies. If you are a long-time listener of this show, it was me, John, Matt, and someone else. That other person. We were playing the trade game, and at the time, we thought AJ Green should have still been valuable, but the DLF trade analyzer did not believe us or agree with us. And so we just started joking around, like, how many AJ Greens would it take to get from one player to the next? So we're rolling with that. And you'll get the joke as we go on. And then also another game stolen from someone else. This one I stole from Matt, who stole from Poker Players. He had it called Laden Thinks, I think it was called. But I'm making it a more friendly, family, not copyrighted person's name so we can't get sued called What Do They Know? Okay, but I will describe those games in more detail when we get to them. All right, well, I mean, usually it's like, hey, you're the new guy, you pick first. Hey, you're this, you're going to pick first. But you're all champions, again. So we're doing the name game first. Plus, you guys know how to play that no matter how bad you are at it, so I don't have to describe it as much. We're going to try anyway. The name game. We will give you a clue. We will give you a clue to a player and a clue to our theme. And you have to mash the answer to those in one big group of syllables. You know, you think by now I would think to have an example put in front of me and like be able to read it out loud, but I totally just never actually have one. Okay, here we go. Chicago's nickname is the blank city and NFC West wide receiver. Since Chicago is the windy city, you drove right into Win Debo Samuel. Gotcha. It will always be at least a syllable, can be more. But today we have our theme of the name game is corporate slogans.
Ooh.
And I'm so glad to have at least one other man with a little gray going on. That last time I did this was with a bunch of kids, and I didn't even know like AT&T's. Like it was rough. But if I say I'm going to say the corporate slogan, you have to give me the company. And if I say the slogan first and the player second, the company goes first into the player. If I say the division and position, player's name goes first.
Got it.
Get it without any hints, 3 points. You get one hint, you have to agree whether it's on the company or the player, 2 points, 2 hints, 1 point. Here we go. First one, the quilted quicker picker upper, an AFC North wide receiver.
Dwight.
Go.
Bounty Higgins.
Bounty Higgins. Yay. I had to get T. Higgins in there.
Oh, my God. I think I got one. That's my first one.
You probably did. I can confirm you got one.
I was going with Swiffer. Swiffer Higgins.
Bounty. I didn't get a little player yet. So
you were going for the wrong answer. Got it. I mean, you succeeded in that one then. Next. It's finger licking good and NFC East wide receiver.
Nathan.
Go.
KFCD Lamb.
KFCD Lamb. Damn. I told you I am leaning more towards the silliness for this episode, and it's succeeding so far.
I'm going to do so bad.
Next one. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's and AFC West running back. I hope one of you know this company because I do not realize. I realize I have no idea how to give a clue for this.
Is that AFC West?
Yeah.
Darn it.
I'm ready for a company clue whenever we got it.
I got it. Yeah. He's at AFC West. Okay. Got it. All right. Running back. Yeah. I'm ready for a clue, I guess. Yeah.
It's. I know what the company is. And
me too. I just can't think of the. I can't get the running back.
How do there. I.
If two of you know the company, you can outnumber Nathan and get a clue for the team. Just saying. And that would also make my life a lot easier. Because getting a clue for the company only helps Nathan and loses you points.
Oh, God.
A good host helps people out during the show, Nathan.
Sure, no. I don't even have any clue what this company is.
Yeah, I want the team name. Yeah, that's what I want.
I mean, you guys can have the team name if we're going to be in a standstill.
You good with team name, Jeff?
Yeah, give me the team name.
The Cardinals.
Oh, you said AFC West.
You said AFC West.
You're fired. Should I start it?
Wait, yes. No. Yes, AFC. No, I wrote it down wrong. It is NFC West. I did say okay. It wrong.
You're fired.
I blame my education.
You sure it's a running back?
Yes. Yes.
Maybellino Benjamin.
Yes.
Ah, there you go.
He's still in the league?
Good one, Jeff. I knew it was Maybelline. I just couldn't get the. I'm going. Yeah.
You did have the wrong division in your ear, so
that made it a little bit harder.
All right.
Next one. AFC. Okay, hold on. Let me just double check now.
Check the division.
Yep. AFC East running back, and you're in good hands with.
Thank God for editing. Let's see.
Remember, player goes first. AFC East running back, and you're in good hands with. And their logo is even two hands.
Holy Raheem Mostert.
Well, first of all, you're supposed to say your name to buzz in. And second, that doesn't actually flow together.
Yeah, I'm bad at the name game. I told you this.
So you are out and cannot guess again.
Okay.
Team. I got the team. Yeah.
Yeah, give me the team.
The Jets?
Oh, my gosh. Dwight.
Yeah.
Brees Hall State.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
For some reason, I have the Jets wrote down in the East.
I was thinking State. So I'm just
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Come on, man.
Wow.
You're going to hit State Farm, I'm sure.
All right, this is the last one.
What's the score?
It is Dwight 5, Nathan 3, Jeff 2. If Jeff gets this right, we have a tie, and I'm screwed. If Nathan gets it right with no hints, he wins.
Yeah.
Dwight, just don't screw it up.
Yeah. Sure. All right.
Eat Fresh, an NFC East wide receiver. I really thought this one would be a lot easier, you guys.
I'm going to get it. I'm getting there. I'm just thinking of the NFC East wide receivers.
Jeff.
Damn. No. Go ahead.
Subway J. Brown.
Subway J. Brown.
Nice.
That one made me happy. But we have a tie now between Dwight and Jeff. Thanks, Dwight. All right, Nathan's so I'll go to
Paul. He screwed it up.
All right, so I'm going to go to my old games, and I'm going to pick out a fun one.
Oh, Lord.
And to be clear, can I not?
You cannot. No, you will.
You had your chance.
That's fucked up. Oh, I don't know if we're allowed to say that on this show.
You just did.
I'm far too lazy to edit for content, so it's staying in there.
Wow.
Oh, man. Like, I have some really good ones from players that just are not relevant enough anymore.
You can always pull out an Ezekiel Elliott one.
Ola BC Johnson, Bo Scarborough, Adrian Peterson.
Wow.
Like, look at all these players. It's ridiculous. Now I can't do one that's too hard because then it's... Okay, here we go. This is from a food one.
All right.
A long, thin, solid, cylindrical pasta and NFC North tight end.
Oh my gosh. Dwight.
Go.
ZTJ Hawkinson.
Nope.
Damn it. Oh, that was it.
Solid.
Yeah.
ZD is circular with a hole, cylindrical with a hole in the middle.
Yeah. Is that what you said?
I said solid.
Oh, okay. So there you go. You got it, Jeff. It's just a different pasta. Come on.
What was the pasta again? Are you allowed to say that? Oh, my God. A long cylindrical pasta.
A long, thin, solid, cylindrical pasta.
And I had the player right. Yeah, but Jeff, get it.
He didn't say that.
Spaghetti J. Hawkinson.
Exactly. Spaghetti J. Hawkinson. Yeah, it's just spaghetti.
You had it.
Oh, boy. Jeff wins. All right? You happy?
Go, Jeff.
I'm happy. Jeff
Very
is happy.
Diplomatic victory. I'm happy because that means I didn't lose every single game. So, you know,
fair. That is now a statement you can say. You did not lose them all. Whether you win any more going forward.
That's right.
Who knows? Well, since you won, I'll let you pick. Do you want to play How Many Pennies or What Do They Know?
How Many Pennies.
Okay. How this game is going to work is I am going to give you a player. And I'm going to give you another player. And you're going to have to tell me how many of that first player does it take to equal the value of the second player in the DLF Trade Analyzer.
Today?
So, our first player is Rashad Penny. Hence, how many pennies? See? It's clever. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
So, here's how the actual game works. I am going to, like I said, there's going to be three rounds for, and there's three different players. So for each player, there's three rounds. The first one, I'm just going to give you two names. And then you have to tell me how many you think, how many Rashad Penny's value does it take to equal the next player's value in Superflex value. This is all Superflex value.
All right.
And then I'll give you the answer of the difference. And then for round two, you're going to have to use that knowledge to try and figure out the difference between those next two. I will then give you the value of Rashad Penny for that last one to make it nice and easy for you. Since the first one, it gets a little easier as it goes along. Get the first one right, 4 points. Get the second one right, 3 points. Get the third one right, 2 points. You are all going to get a guess. We'll go in a circle, and whoever comes closest, doesn't matter over or under, closest wins. We are going to one decimal point.
All right.
I hope that made sense. If not, you'll figure it out as we go along. It made sense in my head. That's what matters. So how many Rashad Pennies does it take to get to Joe Mixon's value in Superflex? And Jeff, since you picked this game, I'll let you go first, and then we're going to go clockwise, which means Dwight, then Nathan.
Seven.
All right. He said seven. What do you say, Dwight?
4.2.
4.2. Nathan?
6.9.
Nice. Unfortunately, for the 6.9, if you went 7.1, you would have won. Because the answer is 8. It takes 8 Rashad Pennies to get to Joe Mixon's value. Right. Exactly 8. So, Jeff, you get the win.
Cool.
He's just going to run away with us.
So, Jeff, you get 4 points. Right. How many Rashad Pennies does it take to get to Jerry Jeudy's value? Dwight, you go first.
4.
Nathan.
How many Rashad Pennies to get to Jerry Jeudy is 4.6.
F.
4.7.
Oh, come on.
I am very, very glad you did not go 4.4 because the answer is 4.5.
Wow.
And if you were both 0.1 away, I would have probably just quit the show at that point. But Nathan, you get 3 points for getting that answer because Rashad Penny is worth 49.9 points and Jerry Jeudy 224.2 for a difference of 174.3. Do that math and you get 4.5. So knowing that Rashad Penny is worth 49.9 points, how many Rashad Pennies does it take to get to Derek Carr? Again, remember Superflex. Nathan, you go first.
Nathan goes first. 49. How many rush up? I need to get to Derek Carr. I haven't brushed up on my training lines lately, but I'm going to go 8.3. That might be way high. I have no idea.
I will go 7.1.
What about you, Dwight?
7.2.
Guys are vultures, and for the first time it worked. The 7.4 is the answer.
Wow.
So jumping 7.1 to get up to 7.2 did it. And you jerks found a way to all of you score points in that one. Because why can't we just let someone run away so I don't have to worry about there being a tiebreaker? Because you are all the best. That's why. That's why. All right, our next player. Jeff went first last time, so Dwight, you're going to go first this time.
All right.
I cannot pass up on some good alliteration. So how many Mecoles, how many Mecole Hardmans does it take to get to his new teammate, Sky Moore?
8.5.
Nathan.
That seems high. I'm going to go 4.1.
There we go. We finally have some real discrepancy going on. Jeff?
Give me 6.2.
Playing it safe and going in the middle and choosing the wrong strategy. Ooh. It's actually 9.5 Mecole Hardmans to get to Sky Moore.
You guys are too high on Sky Moore. That's ridiculous.
Or too low, or you're really low on Mecole Hardman.
Mecole, yeah.
All right, so Dwight, you got those 4 points. Next, now that you have a little idea of what we're talking about with Mecole Hardman's value, how many Mecoles to get to Cam Akers? Nathan.
I go first. 14.3.
I'll go 12.0.
Wait.
Yeah, 14.4.
I mean, like, do you guys remember how low we just thought Mecole Hardman was? Like, the real answer is 28.8.
Wow.
Because I was thinking. Yeah.
Cam Akers is 363.1. Mecole Hardman is 12.6.
I had him at 22. So that was pretty close. That's crazy.
So that is 3 points for Dwight.
Huh.
We have, hold on. Thankfully, now I can do some arithmetic here. I don't have to just look at numbers. The total is Dwight with 9, Jeff with 4, Nathan with 3. Our last Mecole Hardman. How many 12.6 Mecole Hardmans does it take to get to Jameis Winston? Jeff goes first.
16.
Dwight.
10.2.
Nathan.
10.1.
I love how all of you guys are just $1, Bob, and this it's finally starting to work. The answer was 12, so jumping to 10.1 got Nathan the points.
I had 10.2.
Yeah, you know.
I just heard 10. Sorry.
You said 10.2? 10.2, yeah. And he went one underneath me.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Nathan. I was trying to – I was ignoring him to try and help you guys catch up.
You're ignoring me? Come on.
On this one.
Killing me, Smalls.
Oh boy! I mean, I'll take it because that means I can tie it with the third game. That's really what that's my bread and butter.
Well, technically, Nathan, if you sweep this category, this player, you win.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So
you know, pigs are going to fly.
Anything possible,
et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, actually, both of you. If either of you sweep this, you're good. How about that? Just not Dwight. Don't let Dwight win. And then one of you.
No, I need for whom the bell tolls. Not. I need there not to be any bells ringing because then he'll win the whole thing. That's all I need.
True.
Oh, that would have been clever if I went like Dave Bell. Oh, missed opportunity. But here's a real opportunity. I hope you're ready for some tight end talk.
All right.
Because I couldn't find any other good puns or alliteration. So I just went with Cole Kmet because I like saying Kmet. So how many Cole Kmets does it take to get to Noah Fant? Nathan goes first.
Cole Kmet to Noah Fant. I'm going to go 2.9.
Yes.
Give me 1.8.
Wait.
1.7.
I'm like, word, I'm going to screw it up again. But the answer is actually 2.1. So Jeff comes away with the four points. Jeff. Only 0.3 away. Next. How many Cole Komets does it take to get to George Kittle, Jeff?
7.3.
And we'll go 5.8.
Ethan?
5.9.
We are building some suspense here because the answer is 8.4.
Wow.
Which means Jeff gets those points.
Oh, no.
It is 11 to 11 to 3. So,
hey, I, that was like the second if you question, get right? this,
I will reach through the camera and just slap that facial hair off of you.
Oh, boy.
All right.
So, of course, you noticed we're going up in value. We're going all the way to the top, baby. Cole Kmet worth exactly 41 points. How many 41-point Cole Kmets does it take to get to Kyle Pitts? Dwight goes first? Dwight goes first.
Yeah,
first.
15.2.
Ethan?
17.6.
15.1.
I got it.
17.4, Nathan. 17.4.
And for those wondering, I don't want 17.4 Cole Kmets on my roster. No, thank you. I'll pass on that.
Wow. All right. Well, now you guys got to give me a second to get to the... I can't believe two games you took me to two tiebreakers, by the way.
Mm-hmm. The competition is fierce, even though I haven't been involved in either tiebreaker.
All right, so we're in Superflex again. This is just going to be a one-timer. Just one question. Whoever gets closest wins. Let's see. I have to pick someone a little lower. You know what? I like Isaiah Spiller. So we're going to use Isaiah Spiller. And we are going to ask how many Isaiah Spillers does it take to get to the man in front of him, Austin Eckler. You have paper in front of you for our next game. Why don't you use it now so you guys can't play off each other? And that will give me a second to type this into the sheet so we can do the math for me. Okay. How many Isaiah Spillers does it take to get to Austin Eckler? You guys ready?
Sure.
All right, 3, 2, 1, flip them up. Oops. You guys are not actually.
I'm terrible.
Pull it back a little, Jeff. Yeah. All right, 33.3 for Dwight. Is that 75?
7.5.
That makes a lot more sense than 75.
I must be way off on Spiller's value.
Isaiah Spiller comes in at 36.3.
Oh my God, really?
Austin Eckler, 465.9. 12.8 difference. 12.8. Isaiah Spillers to get to Austin Eckler.
All right.
Jeff wins the night, babies.
Good.
It just happened. Right. But I put a lot of work into this next game, so we're going to do it anyway. Like, I had to talk to people for this, and that means a lot for me. I did that for you guys. So, this game, a game of complete and utter nonsense, because the real answer doesn't even matter. Here's what happened. I went to specific people and I asked them a fantasy football related question. They gave me an answer. Your task is to guess what that person thought the answer was. Again, it does not matter what the real answer is. If the real answer was like, how many touchdowns did Lamar Jackson throw? And I guessed 16, but he really threw 45. It doesn't matter if you guess 38. Because he guessed 12, and that's much closer to the answer that I guessed. That's what matters. Man, imagine if Lamar Jackson threw 45 touchdowns in his season when he missed a couple of games. That would be pretty baller, right?
Would be record.
So this is when you need your pen and paper, because you're 1, 2, 3 going to reveal your answer. I'm going to give Dwight a second to chug that, what I hope is water, in that giant canister that you just took down half of.
Oh, yeah.
So first, I asked, Jonathan Bosch. Yes, that's not his real name, but I will still always call him that. Who was the running back one last season, and how many PPR points did he score? So this is a twofer. You're going to get 1 point if you guess the player he said correctly, and you'll get another point for being the closest to the amount of points he said. And the only spoiler alert I will give you, I will give you a hint, he actually named a running back. Which for Don, you had to worry a little bit. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
3, 2, 1, hold them up. All right. So, all right, you guys realize, okay, Dwight, how many points did he score? Don't give me points per game.
I thought that's what you said.
How many points? points
I'm reeling. Okay, I lost. I'm half checked out. All right.
I will give you the amount of time it takes me to read their scores to give a better score. So Nathan guessed Jonathan Taylor for a total of 339.6. Jeff also said Jonathan Taylor for 388, and Dwight also said Jonathan Taylor for 369. So funny story. He said Austin Eckler. Which when I said Jonathan Taylor, he goes, oh yeah, that guy. Thanks, John. And he said the total points was 350. Now I unfortunately forgot all the numbers you wrote down already, so I think someone said 339, which
Nathan.
Yeah,
Nathan got it. I'll take your, if you're willing to give it to him, Nathan gets the point. Woo!
Garbage time points, baby.
By the way, the answer, Jonathan Taylor, and he put up 360 PPR points. Ooh. So you guys were all really close to the real answer.
Except for Dwight, because he said 16. So.
16. Okay, next, I went to also fellow DGN host, Matt Price. I asked him, how many combined passing attempts did Cam Newton, Tyler Huntley, and Mike White have in the 2021 season? Total, between the three of them, how many pass attempts? Cam Newton, Tyler Huntley, and Mike White. 3, 2, 1, show them. All right. Nathan said 181. Keep holding them so I can remember afterwards. 181. Jeff said 469. And Dwight, 96. Are you sure that's not per game again? The answer is 415, so Jeff gets that point. Cam Newton threw 126, Tyler Huntley 157, and Mike White 132.
That's about 400 too many for that. That was
I don't remember 1,000% playing at all. Who were some like weird backups that played for a few games?
Oh man!
And our final DGN host, I asked Rocky Petrella, what was Deontay Johnson's overall ADP in one QB in August before last season?
In Dynasty?
Before last season. All right.
This is Dynasty game night, Nathan. Yes, in Dynasty. In one QB Dynasty, overall, not positional, overall ADP, Deontay Johnson, August before last season started.
I think I probably did put something other than water in that. All right.
1, 2, 3, go.
Boom.
We got Dwight 77, Nathan 74, and Jeff 54. Jeff wins again. He said 62.
Now Jeff's kind of just rubbing it in now. This is
he won by 2 points.
I'm done with this shit.
Just run up. I run on one on two tiebreaker.
I know. It was a good
real answer. 54. I did not think it would be that high.
Yes, we know, Jeff.
This is like in the original DGN days where Matt Price would just study ADP before every single freaking show.
Right.
I mean, I am the dynasty lead at footballguys.com, so I'm just saying.
Okay, Mr. Not even humble bragging right there, just bragging. Next question. I asked the Superflex dude himself, John Hogue, how many total rushing yards did Deebo Samuel, Joe Mixon, and James Conner run for last season? How many total rushing yards for the season? All three of them, Deebo Samuel, Joe Mixon, and James Conner. All right, 1, 2, 3, go. Dwight says 2,400. Jeff says 3,300. And Nathan says 2,649. You guys are all over. The total answer, no, that's a lie. Hold on, I was reading the real answer. Hold your papers up again. I forgot. John guessed 2,814. So that puts Nathan at the points. The real answer, by the way, Ebo had 320 yards. Mixon, 1,205. Connor, 700. It was a lot lower than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Next, we have Sir Robert Koch. I asked him, how many yards did Mac Jones throw for last season? The man who copyrighted the phrase serviceable quarterback, getting asked a Mac Jones question. One, two, three, go. Dwight says 2,112. Jeff says 3,869. Nathan says 2,781. Well, Jeff gets those points because he was the only one that even guessed in the 3,000s. Bobby's guess was 3,678. So, Jeff, you get that point. And the real answer was 3,802.
Wow.
So much higher. And I was annoyed that Bobby guessed that high because I was hoping it would be like that different, and it wasn't.
That was only off by 67 yards. It's not bad.
So you're cheating. That's what I'm hearing. Okay. Two more left. Next one. I asked Zach Reed, what was the total interceptions thrown by Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, and Carson Wentz last season? Total interceptions from Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, and Carson Wentz.
You have to read these answers singing. So you have to sing our answers. If Zach gave
them. 3, 2, 1, go.
Boom.
33.5, somewhere around here.
1-2 from Dwight. 31 from Jeff. Did someone throw a partial interception, Nathan?
Well, no, but I wanted to, like, if he guessed 34 or 33, like, I would have, you know, covered on both bases.
I'm not singing that. I forgot your answers. Because, okay, I know, Dwight, you said 22. What did you say, Jeff?
31.
Well, he said 39, so annoyingly 33.5 wins. But the real answer, anyone want to guess what the real answer is?
Probably I think I threw like the real four was, or something like that, I think.
20.
That's what I thought. I was really close. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers threw 4, Dak Prescott threw 10, which I was surprised was that much, and Carson Wentz only threw 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't let him throw half the year.
Yeah, you were.
I did forget about that part. That was, you know.
Thankfully, this game doesn't actually count because I know Dwight's going to get this one right, and we're going to end in a tie.
Oh, I'm not. Please stop the bleeding. Good Lord. I feel so clueless, man.
Last one. I asked Addison Hayes, senior contributor to DLF, how many total rushing touchdowns did Ryan Tannehill, Javonte Williams, and Eric Ebron score in 2021?
Rushing touchdowns for Tannehill. What's the names after that?
Javonte Williams and Eric Ebron.
Okay. Hell. It's not 2020, so the Ebron number isn't as crazy as.
What no idea.
Yeah, how great was that, though, when Ebron like ran for 4 touchdowns?
No, I think it was like 10. It was something great. Or maybe he scored like 14 touchdowns in 2020. That's what it was.
Yeah, but I think he ran for 2 in 1 game, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of went nuts when that happened. I love me some Eric Ebron, which is also why I just put him in here. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh,
I haven't
got
down yet.
Put it down. No. Cross out that decimal point, Dwight. I'm not dealing with that again.
I just wrote 11.
Damn it. Sorry, Joe.
7.1, 11, and 11. So you want to know the worst thing? The two guys that are tied just tied. He guessed 10 rushing touchdowns. The actual answer is 12. You guys even tied in between the real answer and the fake answer. Tannehill ran for 7, Javonte ran for 4, and Ebron ran for 1 for a total of 12. And I am not thinking of a tiebreaker right now, even though I hate you guys so much. I literally cannot remember this ever happening before. Me, that was
the most dominating tie victory ever.
Oh, but Jeff, congratulations. You are the winner. You are going on to the next round of the Tournament of Champions of Dynasty Game Night. Woo!
Yay!
So why don't you be the first person to let everyone know who you are, what you do, where they could find what you do, and then just brag a little bit that you just beat these guys.
I did win, so hooray. You can find me, Jeff Bell, at For Whom J Bell Tolls on Twitter. You can find me with footballguys.com, and you can find me with the Devi Royale. We got a nice little Patreon you can join. We do a live show Tuesday nights at 9:30. You can listen to our podcast. And again, all my writing and everything else goes on Football Guys. So,
all right. Nathan, you sort of came in second place, so why don't you go next?
Sure. Nathan Powell, Dynasty Tradecast on RotoViz Radio, the Commissioner Chronicles on the DLF YouTube channel, and I tweet sometimes at MPowellFF.
Dwight?
Yeah, Twitter, FF People's Champ, work at Campus to Canton, and Dynasty Nerds. That's it.
All right. I am your host, Russ Fisher, Dynasty Outhouse, ffpodshirts.storeenvy.com. So many awesome SFB shirts, stickers. We're making mugs now. Go buy stuff because they're awesome. And every single penny that comes in goes straight to Fantasy Cares. Get some awesome stuff for yourself. Get some awesome stuff for kids for the holidays. Everybody wins. And go do that right now. Not now, but now. Not then now. Now. When will then be now? Soon. Nobody understands me. Okay, well, on that very sad note in my life, see you next time, everybody.
Kadosh!
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, with the dummies. Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game night.